Chris McCluggage has spent most of his life on top of a water ski and at or near the top of the professional jet ski racing standings. Now at age 44, McCluggage is in the twilight of his career, but still one of the best in the biz. Hi, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And you can find us online anytime to give or for more info at WWIB.com. Chris McCluggage is back with me on the show today from Florida. So you told me you're going through an emotional, mental, I guess personal wrestling match right now at age 44, not feeling like you can compete at the level that you've been accustomed to since you started this at age 13. But on the other hand, not wanting to put that ski sled up quite yet, right?
Yes, it's not something I want to do. It's something that if I can't do it right, you know, I don't know if I want to do it at all. I do want to do it. I still have the passion for it, and I like to win, and I like the competitiveness of it. But I don't, you know, if I'm able just to, you know, do it partially, I don't think I should waste time.
And yet, here you are in the summer of 2018, ranked number 2 in the world. That's a bit ironic.
Yes, but it's also about finding a balance too, and I'm starting to find it's a little bit easier now that summertime has come and the kids are not in school. So I'm able to have a little bit more free time in the morning and to train or to go ride and stuff like that, so that's definitely helping out. But they'll be back in school in August, so you know, I just gotta figure out a good schedule. And you know, once I get the business running to where I'm able to not take off time, but just devote a little more time, because my racing still promotes the business as well, because I'm a sponsor myself. And so I gotta look at it from that standpoint too, where what I'm doing is a part of the business.
Sure. So what ski sled are you using, Chris, and what kind of speeds are we talking about on the water?
Well, right now I'm currently using a Yamaha Watercraft, and the speeds are upwards of 85 to 87 miles an hour. And how our race works is it's a 30-minute moto. So we have a mile and a half, 2-mile track that is in and out of the brake lines in the ocean, Gulf. We actually go up to Lake Michigan and race in Chicago, which last year was on Lake Michigan, was one of the I've raced Lake Michigan several times before, but this past year was a lot crazier than years past. It was just the location and how the wind was blowing across Lake Michigan, and it was in like a little corner cove that had the two seawalls, and the water was just hitting off the seawalls and bouncing back at us, and it was a really, really test. It was a big, big test, and busted my chin open, busted the ski apart, and then we did that for 30 minutes straight, and it was like the way the water looked, it was like 1980s like video games graphics. It looked really bad. It was like just a mess. It was like, and there used to be this old jet ski game called Wave Race, and it looked like the graphics on this Wave Race video game, and it was probably not the biggest, but it was like the messiest. It's like if you looked in your washing machine and then tried driving a jet ski through it, something like that.
Yeah, just minus the suds, huh? So do you have to be kind of a daredevil to do this?
There's been a couple things that I guess I could say I've maybe a daredevil on it. I've jumped on a stand-up, like a single person, the stand-up jet ski with the handle pole. I jumped 3 houseboats before. Oof. When I lived in Arizona. So that I guess I could say I was a daredevil at that day. For me, it's just, I think, the challenge. So, you know, the challenge and the competitive.
Okay, that's all right for you, but how would you feel if your kids followed in their father's footsteps and did this kind of thing, did the jet ski racing?
It's good. My son rides. He's 6 years old now, and he rides on a stand-up jet ski. I had him on one at 4 years, a little over 4 years old, and when he was 4, when he was 3 months, I first took him on a sit-down one and just cruised him around really slow. But then when he was four, you know, he's always rode around with me and rode stuff and did the throttle. But then when he was four, I let him ride the stand-up for the first time. I built him a really small stand-up specific for his needs. And he rode it around, and he did really well on it. And he still rides today with me, and he's joyous. And he rides. He's good on a motorcycle, so he's good at soccer. So he's a really athletic little boy.
Okay. Now they're in the line of the Chris McCluggage family in the business. All right. Well, as we wrap up our time with you here today, our conversation, we've had an opportunity last time to visit about your personal relationship with Christ, how you found that, you grew as a Christian. Would you just take a moment and tell our sports and commentary listeners the importance of that in their lives and from your perspective, your experience, why they should, you know, explore a personal relationship, a life-changing relationship with Christ?
Well, I think when you ask, you definitely receive in with him. He's definitely been there my whole life, whether I may have turned to him or not. But when I have turned to him, he's, I believe, given me the right direction. And, you know, definitely everlasting love. It seems like when you know, if you think everything's going wrong, you turn to him, and I believe he helps you out a lot, yep. For sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Everything works together for good to those who know Christ and follow him. Chris McCluggage, the jet ski racer, ranked number 2 in the world. And appreciate you coming by Sports and Commentary again today, Chris. And have a great, great day. And we'll catch up with you next time, all right?
Okay, we'll see you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.